I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands of Palestinians streamed to the polls yesterday that put the secular Fatah party against the Islamic Hamas. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle has work in the region. He's been concerned about Hamas winning the election because that could lead to war. While many nominal Christians have left the area, Doyle says many still live there for one very good reason.
They don't want to see this just go into a sea of terrorism. They want to see people saved. They want to see the churches built. And some of these new believers in these Palestinian churches are former terrorists.
Next, in South Asia, there are areas that don't have the gospel in their heart language. The seed company's Roger Garland says their team has been working at a steady pace to remedy that.
We just were at a conference where five translations of the New Testament were dedicated. Some are very large languages of a million or two, some are smaller, but they're all languages where translators are working. And the seed company is providing some supporting help.
A couple of team members were forced out of their villages, so Garland is urging prayer for their work to continue. And AMG International's team just returned from a support trip to Uganda. Half the group worked at the Hope Medical Center in Bugangi. The goal was to help people who came for medical care find that the hope for their healing is only in Jesus Christ. The rest of the team spent their time in Kampala working in a youth camp. Camp Elhar, or Mount of God, is a live-in orphanage on the outskirts of Kampala. It's a refuge of peace and hope for these kids, all of whom have been affected by HIV/AIDS. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Purpose-Driven Ministries' Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter for church leaders. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.